Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at the commentary of the Sforno and the notes and the translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz, just a couple of weeks left till we hopefully finish off the season. We'll take our big summer hiatus, God willing, come back with a different commentary and different words to think about from the wonderful sages of my favorite Sefer, my favorite book in all of Judaic literature. I love Pirkei Avos. There's so much always to learn from him. We're here in chapter 5 in Perek Hey. We are up to paragraph Tedvav. We're up to paragraph 15. We're up to Mishnah Tedvav, talking still about four types of people, four types of students sitting before the sages. Arba midos biyoshvim lefnei chachamim. There are four types among students who sit before the sages, before the talmidei chachamim. Sifog, a sponge. Umashpich, a funnel. Mishameres, a strainer. Vinafa, and a sieve. So each one has a different quality, but only one of them is the best type to be. Sifog, shehu sofeg esakol, a sponge which absorbs everything. That's not the best thing to be. That's not the best type of analogy, of type of instrument to be like when learning in front of the sages. Umashpich, because you absorb everything, you don't know what to keep and what not to keep. There's a lot of stuff that shouldn't stay in your mind, and there's a lot of stuff that should stay in your mind. When you absorb everything like a sponge, you're absorbing good stuff and bad stuff as well. Mashpech shemachnes bezu umotzi bezu. The mashpech, a funnel, lets in from one end but lets out from the other. That's also not great because you're letting in some stuff but you're also losing some stuff. So you might remember one good thing but you forgot the other good thing. We have to try to remember the good things and not the things that are not so good to remember. Mishamera shemotzia esayayin v'koletes esashemarim. Then you have a strainer which lets the wine flow through and retains the sediment. That's not good either. You're missing all the best aspects. You're letting the good aspects come through, but leaving not the right things behind. You're leaving the sediment behind, not the best things to remember from a lecture or from when you're learning with someone. Vinafa, but the sieve, shemotzia esakemach, v'koletes eshasolis. The sieve is the best one. It allows the flour dust to pass through, but it retains the fine flour. When you're listening to a lecture, when you're listening to a shiur, or when you're learning something, a lot of times there's a lot of information. And if there's 10 things to remember, 10 good things to remember, but 50 things are given to you, and you remember the 40 but not the 10, you're missing out the point. We want you to remember that fine flour. We want you to retain that fine flour, the best things to remember from that whole lecture. You have to be like a sieve, letting things come through, sifting out the stuff that's unnecessary and irrelevant, sifting out the stuff that doesn't apply to you, that's not applicable to you, and retaining the fine flour, the things that really can apply to you. So when you're learning, when you're studying, when you're watching or listening to Torah, being involved in Torah, even reading a story, a novel, a Jewish novel, which my wife and I love to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Jewish novels from Jewish publishers of Jewish themes, when I'm reading a story, I don't want to focus on the Narishkeit. I want to focus on things that could apply to me, that could help me, that are applicable to me. Reading a daf, a gemara every day, I want to retain a fine flower lesson for the daf, for the Tani Talks daf. Our show where we do one a lesson a day from the daf yomi, a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, because the daf is a lot of information, but we want to retain something, some fine flower. And everything we learn, everything we see, everything we hear and do in relating to Torah, how can we retain the fine flower? We have to sift out all the information, try to hold on and latch on to some fine flower in our life. The Sforno points out that the Tana discusses a number of natural, intellectual, and individual traits, some of which deter man from grasping true knowledge. He teaches us this so that one will attempt to correct these shortcomings in such a manner that will ultimately permit him to reach the fourth level, that of a sieve, which examines and selects the good from the bad. He will then retain the quality part of the subject matter studied and rid himself of the bad sediments and remove them from his heart. This is akin to the Talmudic description of Rabbi Meir, Riman, Matzah, Tocho, Achal, Kalipaso, Zarak, in relation to Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who was his teacher, who went off the Derech. Rabbi Meir stayed with him because he threw away the bad and he kept the good. He found a pomegranate. Ate the fruit within it and threw away the peel. Even though his teacher was a little off the derech, he figured out how to take the good from his teacher, the Torah that his teacher still had, but throw away the peel, the external of the fact that he went off the derech. Let's look at the notes. Not all that the student hears is worth retaining and storing in a storehouse of knowledge. He must be discriminating and discerning. The fourth type of student discussed in our Mishnah is compared to a sieve which is used to sift flour. In Mishnaic times, the finest flour remained inside the sieve while the flour dust fell out through the perforations. Likewise, the selective student retains the essential principles of wisdom while discarding the unessential rather than cluttering up his mind with useless information. The Talmudic citation of the Sforno refers to Rabbi Meir, who is the pupil of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. This great scholar unfortunately departed from the ways of Torah, was ostracized by his colleagues, who forbade students from studying with him. However, despite this ban, Rabbi Meir continued his association with his Rebbe. To justify Rabbi Meir's actions, the Talmud explains that he had the intellectual and spiritual strength to accept Acher's Torah instruction while remaining immune to his heretical beliefs. The former is compared to the fruit of the pomegranate and the latter to the peel. So we should do what we can to throw away the peels of all the Torah, of all the stuff we hear to retain the Torah, to retain the fine flour, to retain the really crucial, beautiful diamonds of elements of things we hear and see, because not everything that we hear is going to retain and should retain, but we need to sift through it and find the fine flour. So when you're listening and learning and studying Torah, find the fine flour, retain the fine flour, keep the fine flour in your life so that you could do even better every single day in all of your ways. Join us next time as we talk about real ahava. What is a real type of love here on the TTPA? And I'm your host, Tani.